Yesterday, the Pinellas County delegation of state representatives and senators unanimously approved getting a referendum bill on the agenda at the state legislative session that would ultimately allow the city of Palm Harbor to incorporate itself. The proposal would give the residents of not only Palm Harbor, but also Crystal Beach, Ozona, and East Lake the chance to vote on whether or not to become the new city of Palm Harbor. Jim Clayman is with the Greater Palm Harbor Community Coalition. He says he's hoping for a win-win situation in which Pinellas County and community members are all behind the effort.
In recent history, at least, Palm Harbor's been more of a donor community because our property values are so high. And so what's inspired us to do this as a group is really to bring more of the tax dollars that we have given to the county through our property taxes and through our penny for Pinellas sales tax back to Palm Harbor.
Clayman says that a catalyst in getting Palm Harbor residents to rally behind incorporation was when the community attempted to get penny for Pinellas funds for local projects like park fields and fields last year.
When we lobbied the county hard for this money, it wasn't a given that they were just going to say, here's $15 million of the penny funds that you might normally be allotted were you a municipality. In fact, it was at that point that the county employees and representatives and elected officials came back to us and said, you shouldn't be asking for this money. You can't ask for this money because you're not a municipality.
Leslie Klein is the owner of Oak Trail Books in downtown Palm Harbor. She also says frustration with not getting the opportunity for more funding from the penny for Pinellas sales tax is driving much of the push to incorporate Palm Harbor.
The 24 different municipalities have an interlocal agreement with the county that kind of divvies up the penny money that comes in, and that money is used for capital improvement projects, streetscaping, you know, different improvements, not maintenance, but just improvements. And last year, the county had asked Palm Harbor residents, specifically through the Fix-It Board, which is the board that runs the Parks and Rec Center. They get a portion of the money, taxpayers' money, and they use it to run the Parks and Rec, you know, department for Palm Harbor. And the way it's set up that way, because we're not a city, so we don't have organization that kind of addresses the different community needs.
Pinellas County administrators have been looking at a feasibility study that activists behind the incorporation effort have produced. And on Thursday, Assistant County Administrator Alethea Stanfield went before the state legislative delegation to discuss the county's fiscal analysis. Stanfield says that one suggestion is that the activists explain in better detail the reason for incorporation.
But it appears, you know, like looking at the study, that their primary purpose is just greater fiscal control of their tax burden. Now, whether or not legislative staff would accept that, but other reports, you know, are very much more detailed in why they feel they need to incorporate.
Another assumption that county administrators say needs more clarification is whether the new Palm Harbor would get any penny for Pinellas funds before the newly reapproved tax ends in 2020. Pinellas County Assistant Administrator Alethea Stanfield says interlocal agreements on distributing the tax between the county and individual cities inside Pinellas have already been established and thus would need to be altered.
And we are in the process, and almost all of those interlocal agreements are, you know, they're near completion. So they really are not privy to those dollars, you know, unless the other municipalities are willing, and the Board of County Commissioners, and, you know, if the board hasn't taken a position on that, unless they're willing to open up and renegotiate all of that work that's been done.
Organizers behind incorporation say that if the legislature approves the referendum, city and county residents would have a full year to debate the issue before voters decide in early 2009. Jim Clayman with the Greater Palm Harbor Community Coalition says he wants a robust debate on the issue.
They see what the facts are, and they see how each the pros, the people that are for it and the people that are against it, how they view those facts. We would like to have people that are for incorporation and people that are against incorporation and go to civic groups, go to the library, go to community organizations, go to homeowners associations, so that everybody becomes educated about this.